Spoken language is not the only way of communicating. This is written by Celestino Villalobos Mondragon in Taiwan. Celestino Villalobos Mondragon is a Peruvian Columban seminarian currently living in Taiwan. He has been working as a volunteer at the IGEA Development Center for more than 6 months and says the experience has been difficult at times, but a fruitful experience. The IGEA Development Center was founded by the Hsinchu Catholic Diocese in Taiwan to help and support mentally challenged adult students. Like in many other countries, mentally challenged people in Taiwan are not considered important. Consequently, they are not enough social events to cover their daily needs. When I started my volunteer work, I was not able to communicate well in Chinese with the teachers and students. I needed to talk with the teachers about the daily activities for the students, but I couldn't understand what they were talking about, which was frustrating. In the early days, I had no self-confidence, even with simple words. And moreover, in my daily activities, I had no one to speak to in English, so I had to speak Chinese. What I learned from this experience is that the spoken language is not the only way of communicating. For example, the students frequently manifested their feelings in their facial expressions or gestures. At the beginning, I didn't feel comfortable with the students. Even though, in theory, I knew the students at the center were the same as me, I felt that I was normal and they weren't. In order to realize they are the same as me, I needed to stay, spend time, and share with them. I started by learning their names and began to feel comfortable and enjoy my time with them. The borders I had created between being normal and abnormal disappeared. My feelings of who is normal and who is not changed. Since I had completed 2 degrees at university, I thought I could teach the students, but in reality, it was the students who taught me, particularly to appreciate the simple things in life. They have clear priorities that always include others. In our daily prayer time at the center, the students always pray for their close relatives, teachers, staff, and other students. And this made me think that I too must care for people around me. The students made me aware that I can't be individualistic. Others must be present in my daily life. During my time at the IGEA Center, I have been challenged to break down my prejudices and to live and accept those who may seem different to me. As Proverbs 19, verse 21 says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Celestino Villalobos Mondragon is a Columbian seminarian currently living in Taiwan.